Text numéro 3. An equal start in life. When does gender inequality take root? In the cot, according to the Bodarius Nursery in Saint-Ouen, in the suburbs of Paris, the first infant care centre in France to introduce a policy to combat discrimination in 2009. Last month, France's Minister for Women's Rights visited the nursery to promote this pioneering work. We will not achieve equality if we do not combat the construction of stereotypes as early as possible, the minister said. We aim to give children the foundations to develop properly, says the head of the nursery. But what we observe is that even very young boys and girls don't have the same degree of self-confidence. Children develop by imitation, with adults exerting considerable influence, she suggests. We bring up our children in line with our own representations and with the expectations society places on each sex. Little girls should smile and be sensible. Little boys should be brave. Parents are not the only ones to blame. Teachers, the media, literature, the childcare and toy industries bombard toddlers with stereotypes. The nursery looks much the same as any other, with the usual toys. Without denying differences, its proactive egalitarian pedagogy seeks to avoid locking children up in boxes with pink and tea sets for girls, blue and lorries for boys. We try to keep toys as neutral as possible without banning dolls or garages, says one of the educators. Simply, we show the young girls that they can play with the toy cars, make a noise, shout and climb. Boys wanting to play with dolls are encouraged too. The merit of this pedagogy is that it enables everyone to broaden the scope of what is possible, says a sociologist at Lille 1 University and a specialist in children and gender relations. Gender discrimination reduces the opportunities for young women, but is also damaging for their male counterparts, imposing aggressive behaviour and requiring them to hold back emotion. Everything is checked. The activities available to children, but also relations between adults of both sexes at the nursery, even everyday language. Adults need to work hard on their own behaviour to gain an awareness of the biased way they treat boys and girls, the sociologist explains. They are always convinced they are perfectly even-handed. The work at the Bordarius Nursery demands parental support, but the response in this socially mixed area, where executives from the capital rub shoulders with the residents of low-income housing estates, has been positive. The nursery is now heavily oversubscribed. Childcare specialists are convinced that such policies enhance mutual respect between the sexes and can reduce violence against women. But the approach needs to be applied on a larger scale and extended to schools. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, October 2012.